Tapestry is a bit of a paradigm shift, so it'll be interesting to see how folks react to what's going to happen here today. I'm Eric Hatcher, and this is Tapestry. We're basically going to build a Tapestry application over the course of this presentation, and so you can see how simple it is to kind of ease your way into it and add componentry and things like that into your web applications. And like the haiku here says, it basically is it's a different kind of paradigm. So we'll see. I have to unlearn a little bit of things. I added this slide this morning. Just a little bit about me. I am an Apache Software Foundation member. I'm a committer on the Ant, Lucene, and Tapestry projects. I've written a fair bit. The Ant book has been well received. It's a couple years old now, due for an update. But I've been spending my time on the Lucene book for the last 10 months, and it's just about done and in the publisher's hands. So that's where I'm at with that. I've written a bunch of articles out there on things from Velocity to Ant to JUnit. And so if you're interested in more, there's a Google, type my name in, but I'm not hard to find. So what are we gonna do today? We're gonna just take a general introduction into Tapestry. We'll see how easy it is to build some functionality and what it's all about. And then we're going to start building up over time. We'll get to the point where internationalization is being injected into the project. And we'll talk about some of the more sophisticated features of Tapestry, like the configuration and extensibility of it. And I want this to be a very natural, comfortable feeling. So if you have any questions, just feel free to chime in. So why should we use Tapestry? What's it all about? These are the philosophical reasons to use it. HTML should be HTML. Don't have code in the middle of my HTML, that kind of stuff. Don't hide it completely from me so that I've got some kind of view renderers that are creating the HTML for me. Just let me design my web applications in HTML. Now granted, you need to bring that HTML to life and make it into dynamic. That's why we're here. We're trying to build a web application, not just static HTML. So there's got to be some hook into the dynamic world. Does anybody use WebObjects? WebObjects was created by Next, and Apple has inherited it, and it's one of the slickest web component frameworks that has been built. And there's still the Apple Web Store still uses WebObjects, and it's kind of been everybody's secret weapon. It's kind of like Lisp in some of these cases, where it's been a secret weapon for some companies, and they've developed these really amazing things on it because of the componentry and the very natural and quick way of development. And Tapestry is the next generation of WebObjects-like frameworks. It allows you to develop with components. One of the interesting things about Tapestry is that JavaScript is embraced. That doesn't mean JavaScript is required. It means that to have a very interactive website and to have interaction on your pages, things that pop up, you change something and it dynamically changes into the browser without having to go back and round trip to the server, JavaScript is required to do some of those slicker things. And it's really the way to build a better kind of web application in a lot of sense. So Tapestry has embraced it very, very elegantly. And you can build components that have JavaScript hooks in them and very nicely interact with the Tapestry API and blend JavaScript with it. And I'll talk a little bit more about that when we get down to the asset handle. Another really nice feature about Tapestry is reusable components. In JSP you have tag libraries, but that's not quite the reusability that you're getting in Tapestry. In Tapestry you get reusability because you can build a component that wraps JavaScript, graphics, and actions, and it can respond to all of those things and serve them all up all by itself, self-contained, without you having to scatter things throughout your JSP pages, for example. And one of the biggest selling points, and I'll touch on this throughout the presentation actually, is that it actually takes care of the plumbing for you. That's what these web frameworks are really all about. We could build the same site with a plain old servlet that we could build with Tapestry. We could have all the interactions and the same request and response basically back and forth. But you're going to deal with a lot more plumbing if you're talking plain servlets than you will with Tapestry. And the idea is that the request and response and these sessions and application scopes are handled very nicely for you with Tapestry, in that I'm not having to put things in a session scope myself with some specific key and then throughout my code base trying to figure out and reuse that same key throughout my code base. I can simply put things into a visit object, for example, and Tapestry hides this one single object for you and manages the session scope for you. It also handles URL mappings. If you've used struts, you know that you have a struts config file and you specify that this hyperlink calls this action. In Tapestry, you simply say, this link calls that method, and there's no indirection between the two. There's no configuration that puts that mapping in there for you. It's a very explicit link between the form submission or a hyperlink into the method that it's going to invoke on the server side. The next point here is that components themselves can wrap events, meaning hyperlinks, basically, or a form submission, and respond to that themselves without having to involve the complete page. Just a simple, very simple component itself can be involved in handling events. Now, assets. Assets are the files that we serve up, like images, JavaScript files, could be other things like CSS files, for example. In terms of images, there is a date picker component within Tapestry. If you use this date picker component, it comes with a little icon that looks like a calendar. Click on that icon, there's some JavaScript that happens, and it pops up a calendar, and you can scroll through the months and pick a day. And so that component itself is some Java code, it's some script JavaScript code, and it is also the icon itself. All of these things can be wrapped up into a jar file and served directly from the Tapestry engine, basically. And what that gives you is the ability for me to, I could package up something as a jar, give it to you, and you wouldn't have to do anything but just say namespace in my Tapestry library that I've given you, and then you have full access to the componentry, and it will just automatically serve up these things. Now, if you serve up images from a component in this manner, it does serve them up through the class path. So it's doing a get resources stream and serving it back up. So your application server is being hit to serve these assets up. Well, that's kind of bad for performance. We want to offload these images to Apache server directly and save some bandwidth and save some hits on our application server. One of the things you can do with Tapestry's asset service is configure a couple of system properties. And you give it a file system path, and you give it a base URL. The first time somebody requests an asset, it looks to see if it lives in the file system. If it doesn't live in the file system, it will get resources stream copied to the file system and fabricate the URL to be the external URL from that base location that you've given it. And now you have componentry that can encapsulate these images and still serve directly from an outside web server. So that asset, that in and of itself is a pretty spectacular feature of Tapestry. The last item here is Howard, who is the creator of Tapestry's vision for making it easy to troubleshoot and find out what's going on if there happens to be some mistake somewhere. Line precise error reporting. This will tell you exactly where in the template or in a specification or, of course, in a Java code with a stack trace where an error occurred and with a very clear error message what happened. Much different than the effect that you'll get struts scratching your head trying to figure out what happened in a lot of cases. And as I'm doing a live demo, you'll see this. Now, I could put this at the end. You'd all leave with a bad taste in your mouth about Tapestry. I'm just going to air out the dirty laundry right now and tell you some of the things that aren't good about Tapestry. It's not the perfect framework. It's evolving to be a very, very nice one, but it certainly can be overkill. If you've got a simple site that has two pages, it needs to be dynamic, but you don't have a lot of componentry you need, you don't need reusability and things like that, bust it out in JSP, bust it out in struts or whatever. You know, it's certainly it's designed for big component-based systems where you're gonna have a lot of reusability. For example, I work part-time as a consultant at the University of Virginia's Graduate Business School, Dartmouth. And we are building a suite of applications to manage business school needs from the time you apply online, from the time you are in school and managing your schedule and your career opportunities for searching for jobs, until your alumni, where you can network online with alumni in different areas of the country and that kind of thing. We have a suite of applications. We need reusable componentry. Now, we could, you know, certainly have done this in other frameworks, but Tapestry fit the bill nicely for what we need to do. The steep learning curve. I really like to say it's more of an unlearning curve than a learning curve. If you're used to, if your experience, web development experience includes ASP, JSP, or servlets, and that's the extent of your web development experience, and you have not done desktop development like Swing, it's a very much an unlearning curve. There's a different paradigm to think in terms of components and listeners to events on those components. If you have done Swing development, and you know about event listeners, you know about table models and things like that, it's a much more natural fit. For example, drop-down boxes and the table component take a model that have their values and descriptions, for example. So those types of things are more natural if you've done desktop development. And Tapestry gives you a desktop app-like feel in a lot of ways for the things that it does. Now, trying to sell Tapestry to your team or to your management, you know, it's not widely accepted. Who's using Tapestry? Why should I change gears and use it? Am I going to be left out in the cold in a few months or whatever because the project switched directions or has died? Tapestry is now at version 3.0. It's very mature. It spent a great deal of time at SourceForge before it moved to Jakarta. And its 3.0 version is a very, very solid platform. NHL.com, for example, is using it. There's some other sites, reference sites that are using it. We're using it full steam ahead. We're already deployed at the University of Chicago. We productize the stuff that we build and sell it to other business schools too. It's not just internal development. And so we're selling it to the who's who of the business school world right now. We're certainly not the, you know, a big installation or a highly scalable one, but NHL.com, for example, gets a ton of hits. And their scaling is fine. We can talk more about the scalability of Tapestry as we go, and we talk about some of the differences in how to handle session scope, that type of thing, when we get to the visit object, for example. There are some conventions. Some of them are kind of awkward. It's the same with any framework. You need to learn the framework itself, and there are some things that you have to do the way it wants you to do them that may not seem exactly the way it should be done. But if you play by its rules, it's not hard. Unit testing, if you're big in the unit testing world, it's certainly much more difficult to unit test. And it has to do with a couple of things. One, the architecture itself is very complex under the covers. It is managing a lot of things for you. The componentry that is being wired together under the covers to build up a page made of this component, nest this component, nest this component, things like that. That stuff gets very complex to mock up something like that. There is a unit testing framework within Tapestry itself, and the code coverage of Tapestry, if you run the unit test with the code coverage tool, is pretty good. It's in the, I don't know, upper 80-90% or something like that, code coverage, and growing all the time. Howard's the creator of Tapestry is very focused on unit testing. So he's even started to tease apart that embedded code testing Tapestry testing framework into he's calling it productized, not something to sell, but a separate entity that you could use itself as a testing framework for these things. It's a micro, it's a container basically. It uses Jetty under the covers and fires it up and uses a real web container to unit test with. And finally, one of the nasty things about Tapestry, just to throw it out there, is its URLs. It makes ugly URLs, no doubt about it. Just the fact that they're ugly is not the big problem. The main problem for us, because we do use J2E security, is that it's web declared security. It's hard to do because you need path mappings to say this role can get to this path, this role can get to this path. That becomes very difficult with Tapestry, unfortunately. There are some tricks to get around that. You can have multiple Tapestry applications embedded in one WAR file, And they, each one of those has a separate path. And that's one way to get around that kind of thing. And this is one of the areas of improvements that are on the table. Don't let this scare you. Don't let any of these things scare you too much, because when you see the productivity gains and you can get around all this, we're using complete JAS, J2E security in our environment. The creator of TypeScript obviously was not. And we're doing just fine with it. We just have to, you know, we had to work around it a little bit. Any questions so far? It's going to be a long afternoon if you guys don't.